good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff. We are live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, and you can always join the conversation. You can call or text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or if you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very, very busy show today, Greg Buck. We have lots of guests.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Moss is going to be here from Milwaukee Record. It's Milwaukee Record Day.
Coming up, baby.
Coming up. Very exciting for that organization. We'll talk to Tyler about that. 1106, Matthew Isbell, Midwest Gaming Classics. That's happening this weekend. Yep. This is a thing.
Yes, it is.
This is a big thing. So if you are looking for something to do with your kids this weekend, personally, you don't even have to have kids.
No, absolutely. This is for everyone.
It is for everybody. It's a big event. So we'll have all the details about the Midwest Gaming Classic happening this weekend in downtown Milwaukee coming up at 1106. And then, as he does every other Thursday at 1133, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe will join us to talk all things sports. And speaking of sports, we have Brewers tickets to give away.
Heck yeah.
We have two pairs of Brewer tickets to give away. We're going to do that coming up at 10:50 and then also at 11:50. So if you would like to head out to the ball game, we have got your tickets for the Brewers coming up at 10:50 and 11:50. We'll do a little Brewers trivia to kick that off.
And they're pretty easy.
Relatively easy?
I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, they're a 4, 2 with some Googling.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. All right. Brewers tickets a little bit later on this hour. We're going to start off, though, some exciting news that dropped on Pat Kreitlow's show earlier this morning, and you were producing for Pat.
Yes,
and we are going to talk about the news about our friend, Dr. Kristen Lierley. She was on with us yesterday for a new version of public service announcement, but we have news about Dr. Lierley in just a little bit. But I wanted to start off with this article I found in The Bulwark.
Yes.
From Jill Lawrence. And the headline is The GOP's Women Problem. And I was unaware of this, but apparently four Republican senators, Marsha Blackburn, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Cynthia Loomis, and Katie Britt, penned an article at the end of last month talking about why we need a monument for the women's suffrage movement in Washington.
Which I think we do need.
I think we do need that as well. I don't understand why it has taken this long to get a monument in the city of monuments for the women's suffrage movement. But this author, Jill Lawrence, basically said, why the big push for this now? Why is this so important now?
Mm-hmm.
And that is because after the Dobbs decision overturning Roe versus Wade, Republicans are having trouble with women.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You are a woman.
I am.
And though Dobbs did affect you, affected everybody, how much does it make up for it if these lawmakers got a statue made for women's suffrage, which I agree, we should have a statue for it.
Absolutely. Recognize,
there should be a museum. There should be everything we should be talking about. It should be part of the curriculum. But it seems like, sorry about that we took away your rights.
Your bodily autonomy. Oopsie.
But here's a statue.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's enough.
No. Okay. I just wanted, because you're a woman, I wanted to make sure, because I thought it wasn't, but I'm a man, so I wasn't sure, so I wanted to ask you.
I mean, again, I think, yes, there should be a monument to the women's suffrage movement. I think that would be a good thing, but yeah, that is not making up for, again, stripping bodily autonomy from about 51% of the population. Women are annoyed. And what I'm hearing from the Trump campaign and Steve Bannon, who was one of Donald Trump's advisors the first time around, on his podcast, said, we don't need them. We don't need suburban women. We don't need them. All right. See how that flies for you. But the other thing in this article that really stood out to me, Greg.
Yeah.
She cites a Gallup poll that was released just last month asking if the U.S. would be better governed with more women in office. There's a 52-point gap between the two parties on this. Should Would the U.S. be better governed if there were more women in office? 84% of Democrats said yes, it would be.
Yeah.
32% of Republicans agreed.
And you know what really sucks about that? Because you've seen it too. You've seen the interviews with women who are part of the GOP who say, no, that's a man's job. How many of that 64% who said no were women?
Oh, yeah. It baffles me.
Yeah.
It really does. According to this Gallup analyst, Lydia Saad, Republicans today are more inclined to say the country would be worse off with more women in government than it would be better off. Overall, 57% of U.S. adults say more women in office would benefit the country, and that includes majorities in all age groups.
Yeah. You see the clips of women in Congress and in the Senate who are working. I mean, I will bring it up again. Our very own Tammy Baldwin, tireless, without... I don't know when she sleeps. I mean, I'm sure if I said that out loud, if I asked her, the aides, her staff says, when does she sleep? They would all laugh at me.
Right.
But you look at her record of successes, her record of gathering money and various projects for the state versus the man who's her senior, the senior senator of Wisconsin, yeah, who has said on record, it's the Senate's job to do nothing.
Essentially. And he's been really good at that.
Oh, God. He's like the best at it.
I mean, if you're at least you're succeeding,
yeah, yeah,
Ron.
There you go.
You're doing really well at doing nothing. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah. So, of course, it just makes sense. And I, you know, woman president, all the things. You see people who can't handle Kamala Harris's being. Because she doesn't take anything from anyone. She's fun and she's funny. She gets down. She's
a very accomplished attorney.
She's a very accomplished attorney. And granted, I don't think, you know, people could talk about her role as VP, but she knows what she wants to do. And that's threatening to people.
Women have a long way to go before ever nearing anything towards parity in Congress. They're 25% of the Senate and 29% of the House. There are a record 12 women in governorships right now, and most state legislatures are about one-third female here in Wisconsin. I know that we're not even at a third. So,
no.
I'm genuinely curious. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Would it be good if there were more women in government?
And if you don't think so, show your work.
I'd love to know why.
Yeah.
I genuinely would. And please don't say it's because women are too emotional. Because the examples I'm going to throw up for you then are Derek Van Orden,
who's
so calm and collected and obviously always the adult in the room.
That's called passion, Jane.
Oh, that's passion if you're a man. It's being overly emotional.
They tried.
If you're a woman,
they tried to do that too, and she's still to Mayor Katie Rosenberg. She's still mayor. They tried to do that to her. A sitting state senator called her emotional and said she was trying to be an actress.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's such a cliche at this point, but it still holds sway. That's the problem.
Well, and I guess what's remarkable to me is, look at some of the strongest leaders in the world.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher, Angela Merkel. I mean, say what you will about whether or not you agree with these women's policies and what they did in their respective countries, but there have been some pretty strong female leaders with good records.
And also the fact that regardless of their record, the fact that these developed countries, which we are a developed country, have had women running the country. We still have yet to have that happen.
Yeah.
So.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Our friend Greg from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Greg. Thank you for joining us.
My answer, Greg and Jane, and hello to both of you. Respect both of you very much. And I respect civic media because they do, you do have several voices that identify as women. And let me just tell you that some of my favorite preachers that I ever listened to identify as women. Some of my favorite radio show hosts, my favorite radio show host on Civic Media, and I'm sorry, Jane, I just need to say this to make a point, is Maggie Dawn,
yeah,
who identifies as a woman. You know, there are, to Greg's point, women in leadership, as I've said on these airwaves before. The key to stability is diversity. I learned that in high school. It is a law of science, and the key to stability is diversity. And I remember learning that we need men, we need women, we need people of all genders. We need people just serving, and that we need that diversity, and women have a lot to bring. And I agree with you about Kamala Harris and other women. We need intelligent females in leadership. So that's my point. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it.
Appreciate that, Greg. I always appreciate you listening, and we love Maggie Dawn too.
And he brought up a dirty word. No. He said diversity. I mean, the GOP, Tom Tiffany stood in front of people and equated diversity to the types of cattle and cow that he had on the farm growing up. I mean, there are people out there who are really, really taking advantage of programs where 10, 15 years ago, they wouldn't get hired because they'd be looked over for whether they're a woman, a person of color. It's diversity is a dirty word.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Should we have more women in government? Karina, I see you on the line. Hang on, please. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about an article in the Bulwark today on whether or not the country would be better off if we had more women in government. A Gallup poll out last month found a 52-point gap between Democrats and Republicans. 84% of Democrats say yes, it would be better and good for the country to have more women. Republicans, 32%. So, are we just too emotional? Is that what it is? Tom from L.A. texted in, John Boehner cried every day. That's hilarious. And he did.
Yeah, he cried, which, hey.
That's not a bad thing. I'm not against men crying.
Yeah, cry. If you need to get a cry out, but you cry every day, then you need to talk to someone.
Well, you should probably see someone, yeah. Yes. Karina from Milwaukee has been hanging on the line. Good morning, Karina. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Because of the Trump, for me, Republican Party is a bunch of manipulators and liars. And unfortunately, because I understand there are other people than Trump and the people who support Trump. But the people who support Trump, for me, admittingly, accept being liar and manipulator because it feels like they're thinking that it's a smart thing to do. So if you're going to look, and you talking about that ratio made me think that if we take an example of... the Republican ladies, what is her name? Tyler Greene,
mm-hmm.
right?
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah.
She is there, I think Republicans do bring females for theater, blockbustering, and just taking an attention to a different kind of manipulation. And that's why they think that the women in the politics is just for that, just for theater, just for helping them to take the attention away, that they do not really do anything except that. And I think this is true for them.
I appreciate that, Karina. Thank you very much. And you bring up a really interesting point. Now, I'm wondering if the example of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert are the reasons why people are saying in the Republican Party, maybe fewer women. Less might be better.
Ask me in 3 years.
Yeah.
Just give me three years.
Let me get back to you on that, and we'll let you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question. You know, granted, I do not know the name of every woman who serves as a member of Congress in the GOP, but certainly the loudest ones are always Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why do not, like, you? And then on the other, you got someone like Chip Roy. I don't agree with Chip Roy's beliefs, but he stands up and says, give me something to take home.
True.
That is Mike Gallagher, level-headed, more level-headed GOP members. Where are the female GOP members that are bringing the balance? Why are they not cutting through? Why are they not allowed to be shown as thought leaders of their party? Instead, you've got these two just unending hailstorms of noise.
Clown shows. Yeah.
Yeah. So it might be the fact is like your judgment comes from what you see.
Fair enough.
So,
speaking of women running for office, our friend, Dr. Kristen Lierley, is going to be running for the congressional seat left open by the imminent retirement of Republican Representative Mike Gallagher.
Only days away.
Just seriously. Days away. Yep. Dr. Lierley telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel she will run for Congress in the 8th Congressional District, setting up a Democratic bid for the rural red seat after the party failed to field a challenger to Gallagher in the last election. Of course, Dr. Lierley has been with us for about a year and a half for a public service announcement. Yeah. She is brilliant.
Oh.
She is passionate, and she will be amazing.
Yes, and I am so proud of her and so excited for what she's going to be doing.
I am too.
Because she brings so much to the table. So much. I mean, energy notwithstanding, the energy alone, but that passion, like, We were talking about before, like emotion versus passion. She has a passion for medicine, for women's rights, for people,
yep,
for Wisconsin. And she's going to represent you whether you voted for her or not, because she cares about what goes on in your life, because she lives in those communities, she works with those communities, and she needs to help.
Wants to help.
Yeah.
She really does. It will be interesting to see. Of course, we have, she will have some competition. However, not within the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Peterson plans to, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong spot here. A former state senator, Roger Roth, an Appleton Republican who ran for lieutenant governor in 2022, and state senator Andre Jacques, the Republican from De Pere, are competing in that primary. So Dr. Lierley will end up facing off against one of them, I assume.
It's just so hard not to hear that name and go, Andre Jacques. Uh-huh.
Consultant, GOP consultant Alex Broisewitz, who basically lives in Florida. I mean, he went to high school here. He graduated here, but he's been living in Florida.
I'm sorry, were you talking about Eric Hovde?
No, he lives in California.
Oh, sorry, wrong.
I know.
Sunny coast.
We have to keep our carpetbaggers straight.
Boo.
Dr. Lierley acknowledges, again, this is according to the article in the Journal Sentinel, the steep uphill battle Democrats face in the 8th District, which favors Republicans by about 16 points.
Yeah.
And Mike Gallagher got easily reelected by no fewer than 25 points. But again, Dr. Lierley, who is an OBGYN, women are watching.
I don't know if you saw the news, and I didn't know this until today, Green Bay City Council flipped to Democrat. Dr. Lierley gets out there. She knocks on doors. She talks. But she talks to people, not just to knock on the door. Hi, I'd like you to vote for me.
Oh, no, she'll listen.
No, tell me what's going on, and I want to try to help you. There's reasons why he wins by 20. Like, he either runs with inferior opponents or unopposed. Of course he's going to win. Dr. Lyerly's going to bring an energy, and she is a to say force of nature is an insult to forces of nature's. She is a force of nature's nature. I don't know. She's just, I'm excited. I'm so excited for her.
Former journalist Kelly Peterson and Navy veteran Alicia Sanders say they will not run the 8th. Sanders instead will run in Assembly District 2, currently held by GOP State Rep Shea Sortwell. Peterson plans to run for Senate District 2, which is held by Republican State Senator Robert Cowles. So we have a lot of women who are jumping into races. This is good.
This is what happens when fair maps occur.
A fair shot.
Fair shots.
And also
great people.
This is also what happens when you strip bodily autonomy from, I don't know, half the population. Kind of unpopular.
Quit being so emotional, Jane.
I know. I'm just a mess. All right. When we return from the news, I'm very excited to talk to
Tyler Moss.
Jeez. From Milwaukee Record is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the exciting Milwaukee Record Day. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So very glad to have you with us. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the show, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon is in the process of ruining. Very excited to have our next guest join us. They have a day. They're going to have their own day very soon. He is the co-founder and editor of Milwaukee Record. Tyler Moss is here. Good morning, Tyler. Tyler, how are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling okay. I'm a little bit under the weather. You might be hearing it in my voice.
I can hear it. Yeah.
I'm going to plow through it. Yeah.
Buddy, take care of yourself.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about your day. You get to have a day.
Yeah, when people say, like, have a day, Tyler can be like, I will.
I'm going to, yes.
Yeah, we filled out the forms and we have a day.
So. Is that how it works?
No, actually, we learned that this was happening. We had a person that's already done this before. They recommended that we do it. They asked if it would be okay. And we said, yes, that would be amazing. And then we learned a few days later that it was actually happening. And I'm just, like, really amazed, because, like, we've been doing this for like a decade now, or I guess it will be the anniversary on Sunday, and it's just like it's not a lot of the same stuff, but it's just like there's a few larger moments, and then there's just a lot of emails and a lot of articles and a lot of things that for a week they're relevant, but this is one of these, like, whoa, this is amazing.
Well,
we have our own day.
Yeah.
We get a proclamation. We get to meet the mayor. So
you get to meet the mayor too. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So for people who are unfamiliar with Milwaukee Record, Tyler, what kinds of stuff do you cover? And you can find them, by the way, at milwaukeerecord.com.
We kind of do a little bit of everything. It's a lot of local issues. We write a lot about local music and art. We do some dining stuff, a little bit of sports, but it's from a different angle. Like, hey, here's some weird stuff that happened in the 90s. Or did you know that Max McGee used to own a bunch of Mexican restaurants? That kind of thing. And we do these, I don't know, like we obviously write about like the hop and stuff too. Like the weird issues we know that will fire people up.
Yeah.
And we also sort of make our own news. We do roughly 65 events a year, ranging from a monthly film screening to a bunch of local music series and a non-alcoholic beverage festival, which I believe I was on here a few years ago to do a little press for. And so, yeah, it's just all over the board. It's life consuming, wide ranging, but it's been fun. I feel like I'm at the end of it. I feel like I'm at my most exhausted. My body is now like letting me know, like, okay, like another 10 years. I don't know. We'll see. But
I get that. Actually, an event that we're going to be doing, the Laughing Tap and Milwaukee Record, we'll be doing a show called Laugh Track Cinema, where we watch a movie, basically a movie that's made or has Wisconsin roots to it. And then we have comedians doing commentary over it.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing that, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in May?
Mid to late May. We don't have a date set yet. But there was one that happened on Leap Day as well. So just some recurring stuff.
It's fun. It's a really fun time. Working with records is always a great time. Matt and Tyler are fantastic. And
you guys come up with such creative stuff. You really do. It's especially with your events and some of the different events that you've done, it's just always got a unique twist. And like your casserole, your best casserole thing that you guys just did, which I'm so heartbroken I missed out on.
I think we were maybe bringing it back.
Good.
I haven't set a date yet, but I want to do it. We're waiting on the Packers to know their schedule, and then we'll kind of work around that.
Well, that's another thing you do. I mean, that's what I really love about the record is you could say that like, oh, they do a casserole contest, and everything you're doing is a celebration of Milwaukee, of Wisconsin. It's not just for fluff. It's because you truly love where you're at. I mean, Tyler, you're not from Milwaukee originally, correct?
No, I'm from the Fox Valley.
Yeah, and I know that you've talked about coming here and falling in love with this city, and that's what happens when people come here, and then you become incredibly proud of it and the surrounding areas and then of Wisconsin, and that's what I feel like the record really does. Milwaukee Record really takes those fun things. You read those articles, you're like, I did that when I was younger. I know, like, you had a gentleman, I don't know if he's still doing it, has a fish fry every single Friday for how many weeks in a row?
Yeah, I think over 300 now, over 500 actually. And I'll be doing his wedding in a few weeks as well. So, it's not just the articles we've written; it's the bonds we've made with both local business owners and musicians and local stand-ups like yourself, and then also I don't know, just like we meet a guy and then we end up becoming friends, and then I have to perform his wedding, you know?
Yeah. So,
it's just been a really a very wild like run, I guess. And I shouldn't be saying that it's the run because it's over. I think I'm hoping there'll just be more of this. You know, that's what we're kind of like, we're honoring the anniversary, but also it's just like I hope it's just the start. We're just looking ahead at just like, we just want to do more. It's not more the same. We just want to reach more people in more ways, have more writers, more voices writing from new like perspectives, and more events, and just I don't know, I feel like I'm lucky that I can be working in media whatsoever at this point, because it's being stripped away and sold for nothing, and like intentionally driven into the ground as everything just becomes more uniform and bad. And so the fact that I can be like, you know, myself and Matt, like we're able to be the independent owners of our own media like enterprise, huge air quotes for our listeners. I don't know. I feel lucky that I get to do what I want, but also you have to keep on feeding that, which is a thing that I battle with. Like, I get to do this, but I have to do this. So,
I feel that, Tyler. I've been doing this for over 40 years, and you do. Every day is you have to feed the beast.
Yeah, you always have homework. Like, you know, when you're heading into a weekend and you're like, oh, I have to get this like assignment done by Monday. I always have homework all the time. And if I don't, I'm wondering why I don't have homework.
Right.
I'm not financially set enough. Yeah. Or like, well, I should probably have more homework because I eventually want to like have, like, you know, I want to be able to afford therapy or something. Yeah. if I sell enough rectangles, I'll be able to speak to someone about what's all happening in here. Who knows?
You know, another thing that you guys do is, when speaking of, you spoke of the Packers, is you do a halftime show for every game at various venues, correct? Or is it?
It's the Cactus Club.
The Cactus Club.
If they're booked already, I feel like that'll happen once a year. We'll move it to a different local spot. But I'd say 90% of them have been there at the Cactus.
The reason why I bring it up, Tyler, is tell us about your band.
Oh, yeah, along the way, like you, I mentioned you make some friends and you kind of, you open up some new avenues. I had jokingly mentioned, what if I did a band called it's like a weird football related band, the Green Day Packers. So it's the music of the band Green Day and lyrics are about football. So it's like, welcome to Lambeau Field rather than welcome to paradise. Warning, 2 minute warning. Wake me up on the bye weekends, things like that. So it's been fun to do that as well, yeah. But it's another thing, adding a band under the pile that will be seen by 40 people one time a year. If you're, and we legally can't make any money off it because we'll be sued by one of three major enterprises.
Yeah, that might be a that could be a little sticky.
Green Day, the Packers, and who else?
Just the NFL as a whole.
Okay, oh yeah. They're always watching.
If you're just joining
us, big one.
Milwaukee Record co-founder and editor Tyler Moss is our guest, and we are talking about the city of Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, issuing a proclamation. You now have your own proclamation declaring Sunday, April 7th, to be Milwaukee Record Day, whereas Milwaukee Record, operated by Tyler Moss and Matt Wild since 2014, has been a steadfast champion of all things Milwaukee, through its coverage of music, arts, dining, and sports, and by telling the stories of countless residents of Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin.
It's a beautiful way of putting it.
Well, and I didn't realize this. Whereas, you like a whereas. Whereas, Milwaukee Record has donated more than $30,000 of proceeds from sales events and fundraising efforts to local groups in the Milwaukee area. So that's wonderful. Yeah. Well done to you guys.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I wish we could do more, and we hope to, but it's, I think that's the whole mantra of the business. We want to write about what's happening here, but we also want to leave it in a better place than we found it, and we do that through our events, through what we write about, certain articles. There's not a lot of people writing about the D&D thing happening at the Wisconsin Historical Society or whatever, or a band with, like, you know, 91 followers. Like, you know, based out of River West or something.
Yeah.
So like, we're attempting to celebrate that stuff, but then also if we have a platform to raise a little bit of money through our events, like the Roast, which we do with the Milwaukee Comedy Festival.
It's true.
And we give a lot of our money to the Women's Center. We donated to what used to be the River West Food Pantry. It's now known as Kinship, I think. The Guest House in Milwaukee and a few other things over the years. And it's just, if we have a platform, if we have a voice, however small, we want to use it to bring more money, bring more awareness, and make things a little bit better. Because as you know, with the things you have to cover that I usually avoid or pass off to Matt, it's bad out there. So if we make things slightly less horrible and nightmarish, we want to do it.
It's a good day. Yeah.
And that's what you've, honestly, that's what you and Matt have done. And with the help of other, you know, our friend Dan Schaefer writes for you guys as well. I think I've contributed a piece or two in the past, but what started off as very small and, you know, two guys just trying to do a website has turned into a voice. And apart from my friendships with you and Matt, when people talk about the record, not in the context of like, oh, did you talk to Tyler from the record? When people mention you as, oh, I saw this article in the record, or I'm really proud of what you guys have done because you've set yourself as a voice, you know, where other, you know, where we used to have the AV Club and we used to have the Onion and we used to have all these things. Now the record has taken over as that alternative voice, that place where you can find really cool things and fun things. Like, how is it possible to get drunk at the Taco Bell in Chicago that serves alcohol? Fun fact.
As the person that, you know, brings you there, as long as you have a safe ride with your friend, Greg, it'll work out.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys deserve this. You deserve all the days. And I'm, like I said, I'm very proud of you and Matt and excited for the next 10 years.
When is the
official, I appreciate that.
When is the official ceremony, Tyler?
That'll be on Monday at 10 a.m. It just works out that with it falling on a Sunday and it's also like Rockabilly Chili, there's a parks related beer festival that's happening. There's a million other things happening on the 7th. And so the following morning, and I think all press is invited. I don't imagine anyone will be there, but we'll probably take a selfie. yeah, going back to what you mentioned, Greg, I think it's important to kind of have these momentary, like the recognition, because I think like we're so busy vaulting other people up and letting people like, you know what's happening, that we don't really put a light on ourselves that often. And I think usually that's a good thing, to not be like, hey, look at what we did.
Yeah.
But I think that it's important to do sometimes, because we are not a public service, you know, like we're basically a month or two of no ad sales, or one of us falling ill or whatever, from like either really changing as a business or just flat out ending, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want to be like, hey, I'm happy that you're aware of us and you like us, but also we're not a guaranteed thing forever.
Yeah.
And
buy some merch.
Buy some merch. If you let an advertiser know, like, hey, I saw your ad on this website and that's why I'm here, or just, I don't know, subscribe to our newsletter so we can say a number to someone, and then they'll be like, okay, we'll give you money because that number is larger than we thought it would be, or whatever. There's a lot of different ways you can support, but otherwise just read. I mean, like, a lot of people don't have the means to buy a new shirt all the time. So
subscribe.
If you just want to, subscribe. A lot of our events are free or sliding scale too. But just read our website. It's free. It's always, it'll always be free. And
Tyler Moss, the co-founder and editor of Milwaukee Record, talking about Milwaukee Record Day, which is going to be celebrated on Sunday with the official proclamation handed over to you guys on Monday. Congratulations, Tyler. Say hi to Matt for us. And
well done. Well, thank you.
See you, buddy.
Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Surgeon of Sound, Calvin, on the board. We are coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Join the conversation at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I just want to remind folks, too, our news department has really put together a pretty wonderful thing. It's the Civic Media Daily News Roundup podcast, and this is very specific to your community. So wherever you listen to Civic Media across the state, if you're in Hayward or La Crosse or Green Bay or in Racine or here in Waukesha, just go to waukradio.com, and then you're going to find a banner at the top of the page to hear your Civic Media Local News Roundup podcast. So they do that every day. Again, it's specially curated to where you are in the state, so it's news you can use.
Did you just make that up?
No, I'm pretty sure it's been used before.
But still, I just feel like if we're going to do a news roundup, it could be like the news roundup.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Like, get along, little newsies.
Yes. We have Brewers tickets.
Yes, we do.
When's the game?
For this Friday.
This Friday game.
Against the Mariners.
Against the Mariners.
7-10 game.
Okay. We're doing a little trivia.
Doing a little trivia here.
So here is your chance to pick up a pair of Brewers tickets for this Friday, and you have to call 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What is today's trivia question?
Today's question is, what year did the Milwaukee Brewers start playing at Miller Park?
What year did the Brewers start playing at Miller Park?
Yes.
That seems like one could look that up.
All of these questions you could look up, as I looked up to get these questions.
You didn't just know this off the top of your head?
Well, I told you that the resource that I went to, I'm using the word resource real loosely. Everything they were saying was wrong. So I had to go like backtrack and really look. So I actually did look up the answer because I was like, this isn't correct. You said it wasn't correct and it didn't feel correct. But I got the correct answer. I have the correct answer.
But again, isn't it interesting how so many, we just assume because it's on the web, it's going to be accurate. Yeah. It's not.
It's like what we were talking about yesterday with Dr. Lyerly and Dr. Hanks. A lot of people, they see something on TikTok and they think, well, this person's got a lot of followers. They must be right about health and they're not doctors.
Right. Must be right about everything. All right. Milwaukee Brewers first start playing at Miller Park? Sharky from Racine is on the line. Good morning, Sharky.
I'm going to try my best without cheating again. So I believe it was 2021.
2021.
2021, Sharky?
Excuse me. 2001.
There it is. 2001. Ding, 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 ding. Now, if you are on the phone waiting, you're like, hey, he said his answer. Deal with it. It's our contest. Sharky, you are the winner. Of course, stay on the line. Give Calvin your information, and we will get you those tickets for this Friday against the Mariners. Thank you so much. Another chance to win at 11:50 today.
Yes, we have another pair.
Another pair. Thank you so much, Sharky. Sharky called yesterday, right?
He did.
Another pair. Thank you so much, Sharky. Sharky called yesterday, right?
He did. He got it wrong.
And he's back and he got it right.
Yes, he did.
Ding, ding, ding goes the trolley of winner.
Well done, Sharky. And again, another pair of tickets for this Friday's Brewer game coming your way at 11:50.
Another chance for me to talk like this. The password is Brewers.
We had some emails we wanted to and some texts we wanted to address before we get to the top of the hour news.
Yes, Robert from Richland Center texted at us from the 608. He said, it should be noted that we don't actually have fair maps in congressional districts. Very true, we do not. But my overarching concern and my point was that the two women who are running for the state offices are actually running in fair map districts now. And Dr. Lyerly running for Congress under a new regime of fair maps is what I feel like. Those maps brought energy and are bringing people to the table. Whether it affects them or not, the fair maps are going to be doing a big deal for us. And so, yes, two of those individuals will be running under fair maps. Dr. Lyerly, of course, will not be running under them because that does not affect the congressional maps. But fair maps are great. They're cool. You're cool, Jane. That's all I got.
Andrew in Maine also, and we were talking the first half hour of the show about the lack of the women in Congress and in elected roles, and the fact that a large percentage of Republicans do not think more women in government would be a good thing. Andrew in Maine says, I would be interested to know how many GOP lawmakers have ladies on their staff doing 90% of the work needed to review bills and produce bills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's a really interesting question, Andrew. I would like to know that as well.
Yeah, that's a whole other segment. But you're absolutely right. Correct. You're absolutely right, Andrew. They're usually filled with those staffers, and they do a lot of work.
Yes, they
to make their bosses look good.
Yes, and because you've seen it firsthand, Greg. You worked in government.
I worked in government. I saw state level. I saw federal level. And man, that's why when we say, when you call your representatives, whether it's state or federal, be nice to those individuals. They are doing so much work and generally getting zero credit for it. And some of them aren't even getting paid
because
they're interns.
I was going to say, it's not like they're racking in big bucks.
No.
You know, by any stretch of the imagination. Words are hard to know.
I know. What's going on?
Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Actually, I'm on my way back to Appleton from Green Bay. I was at Dr. Lyerly's press announcement.
Oh, fun!
The hinterland. Yep. So, great loss to her patients, but be a great win for her in Wisconsin for us. So,
absolutely.
I hope she makes it through.
Absolutely. Yep. That's so great that you went, Cindy. Thank you so much. And thank you, as always, for listening. Really appreciate it. All right, news is coming up next. When we return, very excited to talk about the Midwest Gaming Classic.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to go. I have so many questions about where it's appropriate for a 64-year-old chubby gray woman to go play games. So
everywhere.
All the details coming up after the news. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Roll the barrel.